F off, back to Russia, back to Russia. F off, back to Russia.
Completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
And, of course, your good friends here at 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, which includes me. Seriously, I'm your good friend, am I not? Hopefully. I'm the Mockster, and guess what? Guess what? It's midnight. It is midnight. It's time for Midnight Mock here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Before I get into the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, which is located in Millvale, it's open seven days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all those stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music that you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big and none too small. You can visit them in Millvale today or just call them up at 412-821-8484 and get the music that you need. So January 8th is National Argyle Day, and that's what the Mockster found out in some research he did. So I'm like, you know what? As much as technically at midnight we're into the 9th, uh-oh, but that's all right. This happens. I'm doing an Argyle mock tonight. So I've actually picked, I think, 10 songs. I had like 15. I weaned it, and I got it to 10. So these are songs that either Argyle is in the title of the song, title of the band, or within the lyrics of the song. That's what I've decided is going to qualify for an Argyle mock, which is happening right now. We'll do it in two sets of five. So that kind of tells you, we'll do it as 10 songs, if that works for you. Hopefully, because there's no choice. We're doing this. We're doing it. We're going in. It's Playboys, Punks, and Pretty Things. It's the Swingin' Utters starting off a Argyle mock here on the Diva Lamock radio program.
Life. of the world. Take me home. Woo! All the way. Ooh, yeah.
Right, that's absolutely right.
Fastball wrapping up part one of the Argyle Mock with their song Red Light from the Keep Your Wig On album. Again, it's an Argyle Mock, so most of these songs are name-dropping the word Argyle. Or if it's in their title of the song, I guess they're going to name-drop it throughout it because, like, it's the name of the song. As Fastball did in Red Light, before that, the reunion gave us Alligator Love Trap. Went back a few years for some JFA. Yeah, that's Jodie Foster's Army. Jodie Foster's Army with Preppy. Yeah, you'd think the word Argyle is going to come up in a song called Preppy. Bouncing Souls had a song actually called Argyle. And the Swingin' Utters started off that entire set with their song Playboys, Punks, and Pretty Things to continue the Argyle Mock, or actually for them to start it off, but for me to continue the Argyle Mock. How about we get a little bit more, I would like to say contemporary, if it is, from his National Ransom album. It's Elvis Costello, Jimmy Standing in the Rain.
Ticket in his pocket, punching out the shadows underneath the socket. Tweed coat turned up against the fog. Slow coaches rolling over the mall between the very memory and approaches of all. Stale bread curling on a luncheon counter. Loose change lonely, not the right amount. Forgotten man of an indifferent nation. Standing in the rain. Nobody wants to buy a counterfeited prairie lullaby in a colliery town. The hip flask and bubble skin of some stitched out Josephine is all he'll get now. Eyes going in and out of focus, mild and bitter from tuberculosis. Forgotten man, indifferent nation, waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again. The sky is falling. Jim is standing in the rain. Her soft breath was gentle on his neck. If he could choose the time to die, then he would come and go like this, underneath the painted sky. She woke up and called him Charlie by mistake, and then in shame began to cry. Tarnished silver band peels out the phrase. Standing in the rain. Brilliantine glistening, your soft plaintive whistling, and your one wandering smile died down from the hippodrome.
Now you're walking off to jeers. The lonely sound of jingling spurs. The toodaloos and all my dears. Down at the Argyle. Vile for divisions, a blood sobriety. There's no place for a half-cut cowboy in polite society. Forgotten man, indifferent nation. Waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawning. Jim is standing in the rain. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawning. Jim is standing in the rain.
Count too far. He got got a big ugly club and a head full of how I do. Like great big lions and grizzly bears. He's the toughest man there is alive. Wearing clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
He rides through the jungle tearing limbs off of trees. Knocking great big monsters dead on their knees. The cats don't bug him cause they know better. Cause he's a mean motor scooter and a bad go-getter. He's the toughest man there is alive. Wears clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
There he goes. Look at that caveman go. He sure is hip, ain't he? Like what's happening? He's too much. Right, daddy, right. Hi-yo, dinosaur. Right, daddy, right. Get him, man. Like him.
News travels fast in a small desert town. So it wasn't long at all before the word got around that a killing mad car was headed their way. So the sheriff and the boys were gonna stop him out on the highway right where it intersected Big Black Rock. So it wasn't long at all before the whole town was out standing round, hammering a nail and building up a pride in a roadblock. Just hanging around the roadblock. The mayor's wife sat in the shade and talked her way through a few good lies, while her husband practiced his acceptance speech for a medal from the FBI. And Granny rocked back in her chair and said, just what did this man do? While some idiot kids from school ate dirty snow cones colored red, white, and blue at the roadblock. Just hanging round the roadblock. Just hanging round the roadblock. Just hanging round the roadblock. Then the local paper jumped the gun and printed the big headline. Town is safe from killer car with roadblock at state line. 3 miles down the highway in a Chevy 69 were a pair of crazy eyeballs jumping left and right in time. Through an 8-track tape playing fog hat and Jethro Tull and a gasoline-soaked hand shifting a little plastic skull. And on the arm a blue tattoo that read, I'm a son of a bitch. A map open on the front seat, leather black as pitch. 1 foot slammed on the gas, no shoe, just an Argyle sock. And that car was screaming wild down the highway like lightning toward the roadblock. Right towards the roadblock. Then all eyes turned down the highway to a big cloud of smoke. And Granny went into a mild state of shock and started to choke. Then a boy up in a tree yelled out, here it comes.
point blank. 19 shotguns. Well, the next day the sheriff just tried to stall while they buried the body out behind a wall. The newspaper said killer still on the lam. Seems the boys at the roadblock shot the wrong man. Nobody really knew just who he was. He was driving a Camaro with dashboard fuzz. They all burned the car right there in Big Black Rock, and no one ever said a word at all.
Waits wrapping up a mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program of Argyle. Why? Because today, or actually January 8th, is National Argyle Day. And I was asked when I was telling the peeps, and by peeps I mean my cat, that I was going to do an Argyle mock. And my cat said, meow. But I interpreted that. Did the cat go, oh, it's a Scottish mock? No, it was just an Argyle mock. National Argyle Day. So songs with Argyle in the title, bands with Argyle in the title, album titles with Argyle in the title. So wrapping up that part of the mock was Tom Waits with Rains on Me from the Orphans, Brawlers, Ballers, and Bastards album from a few years back. Some Stan Ridgway in there from Wall of Voodoo with The Roadblock. Then, of course, I had to throw in there the Hollywood Argyles. That one was going to be in there whether you wanted it or not because it's a good song, Alley-Oop. National gave us Baby Will Be Fine from the Alligator release, and Elvis Costello started that second part of the mock with Jimmy Standing in the Rain. All of these songs had Argyle within the lyrics, and that was a mock. If you ever have a suggestion for a mock or just a request for a song, send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. That's the bestest way to get a hold of me. We've got about 25 minutes left in this program. I have a special song that didn't make the mock and is not making the mock after show, after set, which is this set of music. It's going to make the next set of music, just to let you know. So it's connected to Argyle in Scotland. So start looking up in the internet. Like right now, you got about 10, 12 minutes. Look it up. Try to see if you can figure out what is the secret decoder that the mockster is going to try to make happen. Just think about it. Think really hard. Would you believe it was back in 1968 that this song was released this weekend? Believe it or not, it's Otis Redding.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening sun, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away. Watching the tide roll away. Just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for. Look like nothing. Watching the tide roll away, sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me.
On the block, the crime was looking up the truth, and as the bombshells of my daily fears explode, I try to trace them to my youth. conversation over a couple of beers the other night. And now I'm serving time for mistakes made by another in another lifetime. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of light? I call on the resting soul of Galileo.
Silent angel, go to sleep. so sweet, silent angel, come to sleep.
We'll be right back.
That's the poster children here on the Viva La Mock radio program with He's My Star. And I gotta, I'm gonna admit to you, a couple years ago, I had the poster children do a little call into my show, and I really geeked out. And the reason was because that is one of my all-time favorite songs. All-time favorite songs. I gotta thank my friend Maria, who actually introduced it to me at one point in my life, and it's stuck there. It's stuck. And it's in the, I'd say, top 5, top 10, top 40. I don't know, because there's a lot of songs in there. But that's one of them. That is one of them. Before the poster children, how about Steve Wynn? Steve Wynn of what? The Dream Syndicate? Of the Baseball Project? Of Steve Wynn? Doing the Hollies, The Air That I Breathe. I did that because Terry Sylvester, the guitarist and singer of the Hollies, was born now yesterday. Like, my whole birthing thing, my whole birthday thing did not stop, apparently. Celebrating 73 years, January 8th. Played some Indigo Girls because on January 8th, supposedly, Galileo died at the age of 77. So I played the Indigo Girls with Galileo. As a guilty pleasure from the Rites of Passage album. Sorry, Passage. I don't even know what I'm saying. Passage album. Yeah, it's late. It's late. The monster's just saying it's late. Otis Redding starting off the entire set. Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, a song released 1968. I believe it was actually released posthumously, sadly enough. Otis was a victim of a fatal airplane accident in a giant lake in the city of Madison, Wisconsin. Don't ask me to tell you the name of the lake, because there's two of them and they sound really similar, and I don't know which one's like A and B. And I'm not going to slaughter either name to make you happy. We've got about 7 minutes left in this program, which means I've got about, well, outside of 7 minutes, I've got about maybe two more songs to play. Before we get to those songs, I want to remind you that I want to ask you, how can you grow vibrant communities? Think about it. How can you do it? If you said trees, you're right. Yeah, tree-lined walkways and parks in every neighborhood encourage people to be healthy and active. Trees lift home values. They also decrease energy costs. Trees support stable jobs and boost business at local stores, believe it or not. This message is from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT. Yeah, that's us, WRCT, and me, the Mockster. Hey, I appreciate you listening. It's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to each and every Friday night. We started at 9 p.m., take it to 1 a.m. Again, we've got now 6 minutes left, so I should get into that song. I'm going to talk over this a little bit, because I got to tell you why I'm playing this. I'm going to tell you. So, I did a mock of Argyle. If you are unfamiliar with your Scottish heritage, because maybe you're not Scott, that makes me tend to leave my the Duke of Argyle. Your couch. I don't think he's a good guy. I don't know. He seems like a kind of a douchebag. But anyway, the Duke of Argyle. I've been to his castle. I've been there. And he's actually the chief of the Clan Campbell. All right, follow me? Duke of Argyll is the chief of the Clan Campbell, and the word glen over in Scotland is a valley. Yeah, typically a long, bounded, gently sloped with concave sides valley. So that's a glen over in Scotland. Clan Campbell, Duke of Argyle. So why am I not playing Glen Campbell? Right. I know. Why was that not in the mock? I don't know. I got to talk to my attorney. I don't know why that wasn't, but I got to see Glen Campbell. I'm just going to let you know. I got to see him on his final tour. He came through Pittsburgh, played down in the downtown area. I don't know. One of those theaters. Amazing show. And I'm so glad I got to do that. The only regret I have, I didn't buy a T-shirt. I know. Is that weird? Some other woman's crying to her anyway. Mother, 'cause she turned and I was the late, gone. Great Glen Campbell with a minute left of his song. Gentle on my mind. Thanks for listening. It's the Viva Lamont Radio Show. I love you guys. Let me back with a request. WRCT request at gmail.com. And we'll do it all again next week.
But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Listening to WRCT.
Hey everybody, this is Peter, and it is time for the new and newer music show. I play new music for you every Sunday night from 9 to 11. This week, lots of great music. We got the newest from MG Lenderman, Glass Beach, and Vacations. But let's start off with the newest from The National. And I wasn't a big fan of these last two National albums, but actually, the second one I do like. There's some good stuff on it. And I like this track. This is Deep End, Paul's in Pieces.
back. I'm drowning out inside the sand. I can't follow what you're saying. I don't bother to try. I'm gone off the deep end.
Only thing I hear, I'm driving.